This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Bats are being threatened, and not just by tennis rackets or pots and pans from a freaked out homeowner who catches them indoors. I talked about this subject a couple of years ago as a disease called White Nose Syndrome, or WNS, made its way west from the eastern seaboard. The fungal disease has killed millions of bats as it's moved into 33 U.S. states and 5 Canadian provinces. It was first discovered in North America 10 years ago. Little brown bats and northern long-eared bats have been hit hard by WNS. In fact, the northern long-eared bat is listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. University of Minnesota scientist Christine Solomon is working to find a treatment deep in the cold, damp shafts of the Sudan mine near Ely. She's isolated hundreds of bacteria and fungi from the Sudan mine and from caves in Minnesota. In nature, these microorganisms are always competing for survival. One of the ways they survive is by evolving to inhibit growth or reproduction of other organisms. I have more information on GardenBite.com. Minnesota is home to 8 species of bats, as I mentioned, one of which is protected. 2 others, the little brown bat and the tricolored bat, are being considered for protection. These and 2 additional species have varying degrees of state-level protection in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So why do we care about bats? For one thing, they're mosquito eaters. Some 70% of bat species, including all those in Minnesota, are insectivores and consume massive quantities of insect pests. One set of calculations estimates that bats may save Midwestern farmers between $3.7 and $5.3 billion a year in avoided pesticide costs. They're also excellent dispersers of seeds. Check out GardenBite.com for more info. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.